Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Amazon, as you have been hearing on WCBS, has abandoned plans to build a headquarters operation in Long Island City, Queens. The company put out a statement today making that announcement official. It had planned to build a sprawling complex in exchange for $3 billion in state and city incentives. Amazon said the agreement also would have created more than 25,000 jobs. Let's bring on Joe Connolly, our business guy, live now for more on the story. Joe?
Well, this was a big surprise. Amazon is very secretive, notoriously secretive, Pat. There was just one slight clue that I can recall from the last couple of weeks that they were even considering dropping out of New York. When a vice president of Amazon told the city council, "We want to invest and grow where we feel welcome." And that was a statement that was covered in a kind of raucous hearing. But that was the clue. They didn't say any more than that publicly till a little while ago when they said, "We're out. We're not building in a Long Island City, Queens." Now, Bloomberg had said a few days ago that the opposition to Amazon coming to Queens, and this is probably what Bezos and Amazon read, seemed to be taking on a life of its own. So they didn't think that this was going to blow over as they thought at first when the opposition came up. They thought that they would probably be embroiled in this for a long time as every proposal affecting Amazon came up for a vote in Albany or in the city. So they probably felt that they just didn't want to get involved in this long term. Now, the opponents to Amazon coming here had started to say, when it was reported that they might be reconsidering, the opponents started to say, "Well, that's fine with us. Other companies will come here because the workforce is so strong. That's why Amazon wanted to be here. That was their whole point," the opponents, that they didn't really need to give incentives. Mm-hmm. So the opponents have been saying other companies will come in to Long Island City. Now, of course, you also look at the effect on the real estate market. Oh, a lot of real estate prices in Long Island City jumped 30%. And units that had not even been built yet were being sold. Will they come down 30% now? Will some other companies start to move into Amazon? And this raises a lot of questions. The final one is that people have started to admit on both sides in the last couple of days that there was actually more to this than just Amazon, that Amazon had become the focus of a national debate that's been building for a long time about whether states and cities, when they are pressed for funds, should be giving any company tax breaks and incentives to locate in an area. This is a practice that's grown over the last several years. And some people say now that, you know, companies have to be someplace. So let them go where they want to go. And that is what makes some New Yorkers feel confident that they'll still want to come here because they want the workforce here.
But does nature abhor a vacuum? Will other companies say, "Well, they didn't want Amazon. Why would they want us? What makes us so great?"
That is what Governor Cuomo says to the opponents who say other companies will come, and we will see. That's a great question, because the governor says, no, other companies will follow Amazon away from New York now because they don't want to step in to the political and economic debate here. So we'll see.
Fascinating stuff. Thank you so much, Joe Connolly, for that.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.